It's time to read the East Valley News. Thank you for joining me. I'm your volunteer reader, Bill Carney. Today we're going to be focusing on the news of the past week from Ahwatukee and Tempe, including Ahwatukee area brewer turned passion into vocation. Ahwatukee fitness studio focuses on balance. Altadena gamers win esports tournament. From homeless to housed in Tempe. Zero waste day in Tempe. And more. Our first article from the Ahwatukee Foothills News. Ahwatukee area brewer turned passion into vocation, by Aparna Shekhar. For Derek Hansen, brewing craft beers has always been a creative outlet. Starting his home brewing hobby in his garage, the Gilbert resident has polished and refined this pursuit into a profession, serving today as the head brewer for the Petal House Brewery. The local microbrewery opened its first location in Tempe in 2015 and has since expanded to Phoenix, Chandler, and Mesa. Long before he got that job, Hansen said he had always noticed the local craft beer presence in his native Vermont. Even though I was too young to drink, I remember older cousins and uncles. Everybody used to always have some sort of local craft beer, and I was always kind of left with that impression, he said. It was only early on in the craft beer industry, so it wasn't like what it is today. It wasn't in the boom stages. After moving to Arizona, Hansen said that he started getting more into that local craft beer scene and began brewing concoctions right in his home. It just kind of snowballed from there to where it just ended up being this really creative outlet for me, and I just wanted to constantly keep growing and making better beer. And how do I do that? So it led me to actually go to school, he said. In 2010, Hansen ran a small sandwich shop called Vermont Sandwich Company in Scottsdale, and once he sold that, a friend suggested that he look for his next professional venture in craft beer brewing. Within a couple of months, with his friend's financing, Hansen bought brewing equipment and looked into professional courses. He then enrolled into a 2-year online program that the American Brewers Guild offers in collaboration with the Vermont Brewers Guild, and concurrently interned with Fate Brewing Company in Scottsdale. It was just like a hands-on experience. It's like you read it, and then I could go in and I could implement it. And it was just really cool to be able to do that. I really felt lucky, he said. Hansen's idea behind seeking education was to build a strong foundation in brewing and understanding the craft science and the principles. You have to have a nice, strong foundation to be able to build off of, he explained. Having dealt with both the home brewing and professional brewing processes, Hansen said that there are pros and cons to both. While it's much easier to execute new ideas in a professional setting with the advanced equipment and dedicated space, the scale is better managed in home brewing. I started in the kitchen, and then I kind of outgrew from that, and I ended up in the garage. It's kind of like a lot of people's stories. You had space constraints. You had all this other stuff that's really not making it very easy, he said. In professional settings, all of our stuff is right there, right at our fingertips, so that makes it easy. The flip side of the coin is, we're dealing with a much larger volume, and obviously your mistakes are amplified. Hansen's journey with Petal House Brewery began in 2017. Though he had been working at Santan Brewing since completing his course in 2012, he wanted to go back to the basics. I wanted to know how to really just strip everything away and go back to the principles and procedures into making excellent beer, he said. He contacted Derek Osborne, a 20-year veteran in the industry and one of the founding members of Petal House. Hansen, Osborne, and Petal House founder Julian Wright worked together to create a position at the brewery that would play to Hansen's strengths. I was working in the brewery when they needed it, and then the brewer at the time left, and I stepped in. In 2024, I had the opportunity to step in and just be in the position that I'm in now, basically running the day-to-day operations here at the brewery, he said. That's been essentially just a dream come true. It's wonderful being able to, for somebody who really thrives in environments where I have a duty, the duty is to make sure that we make the best beer possible, constantly growing and becoming better. Hansen said that along with expanding their beer production overall, The brewery has also signed on with a distributor after putting in a canning line, while previously Petal House craft beers were only available in their tap rooms across the East Valley. Hansen said there has been great customer interest in buying cans of their craft beers. Petal House patrons have also shown a positive response to many of their seasonal releases the brewery does specifically for their tap rooms, which Hansen said has fueled his creative fervor to craft more of the beers. The brewery also launched its app this year, which Hansen said has been a big hit. He also said that though Petal House is most well known for its European or German-style lagers, patrons can also find a good selection of West Coast or New England-style India Pale Ale at their locations. To be honest, I'm a bit of a hophead, so I love IPAs as much as I love the nice, clean, crisp lagers that we do. I love the fact that we have the best of both worlds, he said. Hansen recommends brewers trying to get into the industry to take formal education like he did, and he also said there are many avenues in Arizona for home brewers as well. There's tons of homebrew clubs everywhere. It makes it easier for them. Arizona's got one of the largest in the country. So, if they're looking to do it here, there's a lot of support out there, and there's so much information now online about it, he said. For beer enthusiasts who want to start delving deeper into the brewing side of things, Hansen said it was important to assess if they want to continue it as a hobby or profession. You might love to do it on the weekends, but if you want to do it day in and day out, a lot of people might get ruined by the fact that they love their home brewing, but as soon as it's a job for them, and now it's how they make their living, it ceases to be fun. So now it's like a chore, he said. It's manual work. It's a lot of cleaning and a lot of attention to detail, a lot of being on your feet for extended periods of time, and so it's not all glamorous as sometimes it can be portrayed. But at the same time, like I said earlier, it's a passion, and the best way to know if you have a passion is to start in your garage, he added. That was Ahwatukee Area Brewer Turned Passion into Vocation. Our next article, Ahwatukee Fitness Studio Focuses on Balance, by AFN staff. Among the many programs for building a more physically fit life, often overlooked is the need to improve balance, stability, and coordination. Being physically fit is more than lifting weights and running on the treadmill, especially as we age, said Doug Thompson, co-owner and personal trainer at the Body Firm Private Fitness Studio in Ahwatukee. The CDC reports that falls are the leading cause of injury among adults age 65 and older. Over 14 million seniors experience a fall each year, and fatalities resulting from them are rising annually. As people age, it's not uncommon to lose muscle strength and balance, which increases the risk of falls, according to Thompson. We know that doing specific exercises regularly can help maintain strength and improve balance, which is crucial for preventing falls, and important for people of all ages, he said. Thompson and the other Body Firm trainers provide clients with innovative methods to improve core strength, balance, and stability, using specialty pieces of equipment that create an unstable surface. A balance board is one of my favorite pieces of equipment for engaging stabilizer muscles, such as abs, rotator cuff muscles, and glutes, said personal trainer Sandy Johnson. Balancing on a wobbly board requires constant core engagement, which can strengthen abdominal and lower back muscles, she said. With improved core strength, there's better posture and a reduced risk of injury. The balance board is multi-purpose, allowing for squats, push-ups, and plank variations while targeting different muscle groups. Another effective training tool is the BOSU, or ball both sides utilized, an inflated rubber hemisphere attached to a rigid platform that can be positioned in two ways for various exercises. Tori Thompson, Body Firm co-owner and personal trainer, shared her enthusiasm for using the BOSU. Not only does it challenge muscle groups that aren't typically engaged in traditional exercises, it also provides a low-impact workout and can be incorporated into cardio workouts, increasing heart rate. It's great for beginners, athletes, and those in rehabilitation. Other tools found in the studio include balance pads, disc trainers, and power plate machine, which utilizes vibration technology. The platform vibrates, which stimulates muscle contractions and improves strength, flexibility, and overall fitness, explained Johnson. Thompson said, "The different tools we incorporate into all of our clients' workouts not only help improve strength, balance, and coordination, but they also add variety to keep things interesting and challenging. We can't stress enough that it's never too late to start a fitness program and reduce chances of becoming a statistic in an unwanted category." He noted an anonymous quote he recently saw on social media, "It's better to be the oldest person in the gym than the youngest in a nursing home." The Body Firm Private Fitness Studio is located at 3636 East Ray Road in Ahwatukee and has been locally owned and operated since 2007. For more information, go to thebodyfirmaz.com. That was Ahwatukee Fitness Studio Focuses on Balance. Our next article, Altadena Gamers Win Esports Tournament, also by AFN staff. The Kyrene Esports Varsity and Junior Varsity Championships brought competitive gaming to life on September 20th at the Kyrene Esports Arena inside Kyrene Traditional Academy. Families, friends, and fellow students cheered for players from across the district, creating an electric atmosphere akin to any traditional sporting event, according to district spokeswoman Nicole Ashton. Kyrene's Information Technology Department started this program a few years ago as a way to bring kids together around something they love and increase opportunities for belonging at their schools, said Pete Flocken, Director of Information Technology. It's grown into a district-wide league where students get to represent their schools, build teamwork, and experience competition in a really positive way. After a 7-week season featuring Altadena, Acamel Al Aprendi, Kyrene Middle School, KTA, and Pueblo, over 30 students faced off in the championships. The JV championship opened the day with a 3-on-3 showdown between Altadena and Acamel El Al. Altadena triumphed, setting the tone for the varsity matchup when Altadena squared off against Aprendi in the varsity final. Altadena again earned the victory and claimed the coveted district championship banner to display in their school's gymnasium. The excitement didn't stop with the final matches. Varsity finalists from Altadena and Aprendi joined forces for an all-star showcase where every student had a chance to compete in exhibition games. These spirited matches gave families the rare treat of watching their children's gaming skills celebrated in a professional-style arena. The afternoon highlighted not only competitive skill, but also the sense of community that esports can inspire, the spokeswoman said. Seeing these middle school students play in the esports arena with their families cheering them on was incredible, Flocken said. For many of them, it was the first time their passion for gaming was celebrated like a traditional sport. For the 101 students who practiced and played twice a week throughout the season, the championship was a fitting finale, Ashton said. With memories of exhibition games and cheers from the crowd, Kyrene's young gamers prove that esports can unite schools, families, and fans in the same spirit as any championship game, Ashton added. That was Altadena Gamers Win Esports Tournament. You are listening to the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Did you know that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org? Then, click on the link for broadcast info and audio. Today, we're focusing on the news of the past week from Ahwatukee and Tempe. I'm Bill Carney, continuing on from the Tempe Newsroom. From homeless to housed, former River Bottom resident thrives with new community. Tommy Singley's homelessness stretched out across decades in and around Tempe. Though there were periods of stability, marriage, fatherhood, steady work driving trucks, he largely spent his adult life living outdoors. Tommy preferred the Salt River bed, despite dangers like flooding and fires, and it was nearly impossible to convince him otherwise, until Tempe's Hope Team started meeting with him during the summer of 2022. Countless conversations followed with Singley as team members worked to build rapport. Their approach took hold and eventually led to shelter and a home of his own, where Singley is now thriving. I've never met an organization in my life that stretched themselves as far as they did, Singley said. I was one word away. All I had to do was say yes. Tempe's Hope team is adept at engaging with people considered chronically homeless. Many team members have lived experience, meaning they have personal experience with homelessness and its root causes. That background and daily outreach throughout the city are key to connecting with people in need. When the Hope team met Singley in the river bottom, he was often found on a concrete ledge atop an embankment. At the time, he battled triple-digit temperatures and a painful medical condition in his legs and foot. Building a relationship with Tommy took time. It's not uncommon for outreach to take weeks, months, even years, said Hope coordinator Kim Jackson. People may have complex medical or mental health needs, substance abuse issues, deep trauma, or distrust of those trying to help. That's why we treat each person as an individual and meet them where they are in their journey. Some days, that meant handing out a bottle of water or sack lunch to Singley. Other days, it was listening to his needs and concerns and connecting with him on the spot medical care. The Hope team often went searching for Singley, which meant a lot. They looked at you as a human, not just a number, Singley said. Despite distrusting other organizations, Tommy was open to their conversations, recalled Hope outreach specialist Michelle Plouffe-Metcalf. Whether it's a ledge in the river bottom or a bench, we're asking people to come into their space and give us their trust. That's not easy, she said. I remember the day Tommy said yes, and that's what catapulted everything. Tempe owns a bridge shelter, Sue's Espacio, which allowed the team to move Singley off the streets more quickly and begin addressing his medical needs and housing. The city also serves as an entry point into the region's housing system for unsheltered people, which allows Hope to streamline the process of finding housing for those in need. That regional coordination was key to finding Tommy permanent supportive housing with access to dedicated case manager social services, rides to medical appointments, and whatever else is needed to keep him stable and housed, said Homeless Solutions Manager Jessica Wright. Today, a cheerful welcome sign hangs outside Singley's apartment door. He appreciates the new community around him, basics like having his own shower, a dedicated space in his apartment for his Bible studies, and the safety of living indoors. Singley occasionally stops by the Hope office at the Tempe Public Library just to stay in touch. The Hope team can get it done, he said. I'm living proof of that. Up next, Zero Waste Day is Saturday, November 1st. Clean house responsibly with a free drive-through recycling event. Tempe's next Zero Waste Day will be held from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, November 1st at the Tempe Fire Training Center at 1340 East University Drive. Zero Waste Day events are held four times per year to help residents recycle items not permitted in garbage containers and blue recycling containers. All accepted items are recycled, repurposed, or donated for reuse. The events are open to all Tempe and Guadalupe residents and are typically less busy between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Proof of Tempe or Guadalupe residency is required. Accepted identification forms include a current driver's license, lease rental agreement, mail with name and address, most recent Tempe water utility bill, or student ID from educational institutions located within Tempe. The last Zero Waste Day saw 737 cars drive through and 68,669 pounds of waste were diverted from the landfill. Tempe thanks those who show up to divert their waste to help protect the environment. Accepted items include paper for shredding, office paper, mail, personal paper documents, and books, household hazardous waste, batteries, cleaning products, fluorescent lighting, tubes, used oil, paints, soaps, herbicides and fertilizers, gas cylinders, pool chemicals, lawnmowers, and other gas-powered items. Styrofoam chunks, packing blocks, ice chests, other large pieces. Electronics and appliances, personal computers, laptops, monitors, cables, and power cords, printers, mice, and keyboards, hard drives, tablets, cell phones, DVDs, printer cartridges, calculators, stereos, VCRs, VHS, cassette tapes, TVs, power strips, microwaves, washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, and smoke detectors. Clothing, furniture, and household items. Clothing, shoes, purses, belts, bedding, towels, toys, stuffed animals, books, cooking accessories, furniture, home decor, housewares, jewelry, tools, musical instruments, and sports equipment. Bicycles and bike parts, new or used. Bikes, repair stands, cables, pedals, brakes, seats, tires, and handlebars. Pet food and supply donations. Bedding, brushes, leashes, collars, cages, kennels, humane traps, non-perishable cat and dog food, perishable cat and dog food, pet bowls, cat litter, cat furniture, clean towels and blankets, pet toys, terrariums, and bird cages. Not accepted. Commercial or industrial products and hazardous waste, plastic bags and wraps, mattresses, car seats, bulk trash, small foam items, foam peanuts, cups, plates, and takeout containers or egg cartons, pet medications or pets for surrender. Items delivered in trash bags will not be accepted for health and safety reasons. You can find a complete list of accepted items and drop-off procedures and detailed event information at tempe.gov/zero-waste. For those who cannot make it Zero Waste Day, Tempe's Household Products Collection Center offers a year-round drive-through for dropping off household hazardous waste and other recyclable products. Visit tempe.gov/HPCC for information on operating hours and a full list of accepted items. Next up, Tempe Jam lands at Tempe Sports Complex on November 8th. The 5th annual Tempe Jam lands Saturday, November 8th from 6 to 10 p.m., and it's bringing free live music, local art, food trucks, and cold beverages to your orbit. Mega Ran, DJ Alice KM, and Terry Tobin and Friends will highlight the night with sounds that are totally cosmic. Also, catch interactive hula hooping performances by Evelania Tukunpal, brought to you by The Nines, hip-hop dance performances by Good to Go, and drone show by Pulse Drones. The bonus mission, spacey outfits are encouraged. Zero entry fee plus stellar vibes equals one giant leap for your weekend plans. Food and drinks. Beer, wine, and hard seltzers are available for purchase from our friends at Tempe Diablos. Grab a bite from local food trucks, Fantasy Funnel Cakes, Habanero's Street Tacos, It's Soul Food, SoCal Vibrations, Ice Cafe, and Morel. And more. Activities. A special participatory art installation, How High the Moon by artist Jennifer Tran. Capture your memories in a space-themed photo booth. Meet local artist Gray B. Salazar in the Galactic Pin Lab. Join teaching artists as they guide you through creating nebula lanterns and cosmic tote bags. Local vendors. Shop handmade treasures from local art vendors. Greenhouse Studio, Studio Hennessy, Kenna Connolly. Tempe Jam is an annual event that highlights select brands from the Tempe Playlist, which offers professional development resources to local bands and musicians. Bands were selected through an application panel process and are available for booking at events. Tempe Community Arts programs connect people through classes, residences, grants, and events across the city, celebrating local voices through initiatives like Tempe Jam, Arts in the Parks, Music Under the Stars, Free Art Friday, Dance Tempe, Studio Residences, Art Grants and All Ages Classes, and Edna Vihel Art Center. Thank you for joining me today for the East Valley News for Ahwatukee and Tempe. I'm your volunteer reader, Bill Carney. Stay tuned for the Arizona Republic, coming up next on Sun Sounds of Arizona.